Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and today, back with me again, is Kelly Phan.
Hey, hey, so glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back in the podcast room, Kelly. I love it.
So much fun.
So today we are continuing this series where we're really dialing in on connection through talking about questions. And I love it so much, Kelly, because I think this is a cool way for adults and teenagers to talk together. And we talk about encouraging discussion, but these episodes in particular could be a way for you and your teenager to listen together and get on the same page about an issue. And then we're going to give questions at the end kind of for follow-up of, hey, continue to talk about this.
Yeah, if you're taking any car trips or doing all those summer errands, going to the pool.
Exactly.
Picking up a Sonic drink.
Yeah, I wish I was at the pool right now. That sounds nice.
With a Sonic drink?
Yes. Even better. Give me a Diet Coke with lime.
Absolutely. Cherry limeade.
So today's question is a little tricky, but let's get into it. So today's question is, how comfortable are you saying no when someone crosses your boundaries?
I have to say, I read this question two different ways when we first started talking about it. Personal boundaries or like time boundaries. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that depending on what the context is, I could say yes or no to this.
Well, I think too, that's what I love about what Teen Life does, especially in our support groups, is we love asking questions and we love asking questions that could be taken multiple ways.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It depends on where you are at that time, where the teenager is at that time, that it can be taken different ways. And that's totally fine. There's no right answer to this. But you're right. This one, I think, is especially when you throw this out to a group of teenagers. Sometimes it can be confusing because they're like, what does that mean?
Right. And be prepared to be shockproof.
Yes. Yes, because you never know what's going to happen here. But I feel like I found teenagers struggle with this.
It's a learning process. Adults struggle with it. And we've had lots more years to say no to things.
I know. So let's talk about, like you said, I think there are two ways to take this question. Let's start with boundaries. So if you're using this as a context to talk about boundaries, so if someone, I don't know, for example, asks you to do something or be part of something or try something illegal.
No teenager would ever ask another teenager to do that.
Never, never, never.
Ever.
But even something simple, like I have vivid memories when I started driving, I was old for my grade. And according to the law, I could only have one person in my car under 18.
This shows how old I am because I could have anyone right away.
Perfect. Well, that's a hard thing. When I'm the only one of my friends who could drive, none of my other friends could drive, but my parents made it very clear I could only have one person in the car. And when everyone's wanting to go somewhere and you've got three friends going, hey, can you drive us?
Mm-hmm.
I think this question can come into play. So something, like I said, it could be something illegal like drugs or alcohol, or it could be something simple like, hey, can you drive me somewhere when you know I'm not supposed to be doing that? That's a boundary and a rule that my parents set up. Are you comfortable saying no? Or are you going to say, yeah, you know what? That's not that big of a deal.
And it's hard because you don't want to feel like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even as an adult, I don't want to feel like the bad guy.
Right.
Yeah, I think it, especially with teenagers, in those contexts, it's important to practice. What could that look like? And what would you say if someone asked to ride in your car and you're already at your limit?
Mm-hmm. I like that. Practicing ahead of time, like if someone did cross this boundary, what would you say? And I think this question also comes down to integrity.
Yeah. Are you going to be who you are regardless of the situation?
Yes. Regardless of the pressure. And we all know, middle school and high school especially, there's a lot of pressure.
That social pressure is incredible sometimes.
Yes. And it's coming from online and social media. It's also coming from friends. It's also coming from parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where getting into kind of the flip side of this question of, you could also use it for time. And are you prioritizing and keeping sacred what's important to you? For example, if I have to stick up for something, if I know it's wrong, I'm usually pretty good at holding that boundary and saying no. In that circumstance.
Same.
Now, I'm busy and you ask me to do something to help. I'm really bad about saying no, even if I know this would be best for me to say no, mm-hmm. a lot of times I say yes, and then I have to come back and be like, can I actually do that? Should yeah. I have said yes to that?
For me, what this comes down to sometimes is like, I have 1 hour free in my schedule, and you ask to do something in that 1 hour, and I'm thinking, technically, I'm free, mm-hmm. so I don't have a good reason to say no. But I think it also boils down to, we said integrity, but identity. Mm. And when you have a very clear idea of what is my identity, what am I going to put my energy toward, it makes it easier to say no to some of the things that just don't play into that goal that you have for yourself.
What I think too, if we know what our identity is and what our priority is, it's easier to say yes or no.
Yes.
In the moment, rather than trying to figure it out along the way. Like I said, there have been times where I've said yes to something, and then I had to go back to that person and say, I know I said yes, but I don't have the capability to do that right now. And had I just said no from the beginning, it probably would have been easier. Had I known this is a priority. I love the phrase of, if you're saying yes to something, that also means you're saying no to something else.
It's so true. And it does also reframe the no in a yes context. Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying no to this person, but I'm saying yes to myself or to another goal or to whatever that could possibly be.
I think too, I've been seeing a lot lately, and I love this idea, especially for teenagers, if you're listening, it's okay to say no and not give an excuse.
That's very hard in the specific place that we live and our culture, especially mm-hmm. I would say for girls.
Yes.
We're taught to be nice from a very young age. I was having this conversation yesterday with my sister. We tell girls all the time to be kind, to be nice. Mm. And it makes it hard sometimes if someone is insistent, especially in wanting you to do something, whether their intentions are good or bad, it makes it very hard to hold firm with that boundary and say, I just don't have time, or I'm not going to be that kind of person.
Right. And I think it comes down to, for that, who are you surrounding yourself with?
Right.
Are there people who are asking you to do things that you're having to say no a lot to hold those boundaries? And are they people that need to be in your life? Or if you say no, do the people in your life respect that? Or are they pushing you?
Right.
And that's another, we're going to get into some follow-up questions, but that's maybe another follow-up question. But there is power. I'm trying to get better about that. Even as an adult, it's hard when someone asks me to do something or, hey, do you want to go to dinner? That I don't have to, if the answer is, I really just want to be home tonight with my family, or I really just don't have energy to do that, instead of making up an excuse about why I can't go, just say, oh, we can't do that this time, maybe next time.
Right. I'm really bad about saying, oh, I can't do that tonight, but I feel like I have to give you a very specific, maybe next Thursday. And the reality might be that next Thursday, I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah, that doesn't actually help.
Right.
I love that. So let's get into, Kelly, let's get into some of these follow-up questions of, we want you, when this podcast ends, to continue the conversation. And so when you're talking about this, how comfortable are you saying no when someone crosses your boundaries? Here are some other questions to talk about.
Yeah. So one of them might be, what's something you said yes to when you should have said no? Let's learn from our past.
Yeah. I love that one because I can think of several. As an adult and lots as a teenager, that I'm like, if I just would have said no, I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. I wouldn't have felt guilt after. I wouldn't have been too tired.
Right.
And if you can think back on those times and moving forward, go, okay, now what can I do next time? And even asking that question of, how did that impact you?
Mm-hmm. You know, it helps me to think of this question from the opposite side too. What are times that someone said no to me that I really respected them for that no? And maybe it made my life easier because I knew the answer was no and could find a different solution, or I realized that their no was probably something I should be saying too. I think the flip side of that question is equally powerful. When is a time that someone said no to you that you really appreciated it?
I love that. And then finally, what are some things that could make saying no easier? So we kind of talked about that earlier, of kind of come up with some scripts in your head beforehand of if, and as a parent, I think we've talked about this maybe in our alcohol episode or some past episodes where there are going to be pressures that kids get. That's just part of it. But talk through ahead of time when someone asks, what are you going to say? Or if you get in the situation, what can you do to say no, to hold your boundaries, to protect yourself?
Or even to avoid saying no. I think with teenagers in particular, there are lots of social pressures where you don't want to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be labeled as not cool. And maybe the social repercussions are, they stretch further than they might even for an adult. So what are some ways to avoid having to give a yes or no and still not cross that boundary?
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's an emergency text to mom or saying, hey, I really can't. My mom wants me to be home at 10. I got to go, you know, come up with an exit strategy.
Exit strategies are huge.
Yes.
Still as an adult, to this day, we use them.
Yes.
Me and my husband will be like, what's our exit strategy so that we're on the same page for this? And coming off of that, this is a skill that you are going to use for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Saying no, holding boundaries, prioritizing what's important to your life so that you can focus on what you want to is a big deal. Make sure that you are saying no when you need to so that you can hit the goals and you can hit the things that you want to, because that's going to be more important.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Kelly, for talking through this question with me today. And we're going to continue to do this this summer. So subscribe to our podcast, keep listening, follow us on social media. Kelly does an amazing job on our social media.
Aw, thanks.
So all the tips, come DM us, ask us questions, tell us how this conversation went with your teen, and then share this with a friend. If you're listening and going, hey, someone else needs to listen to this, you can share it on your social media and tag us, or just shoot the link to a friend or someone who should listen. And we can't wait to talk about another question with you next week.